we're celebrating 70 years of peacekeeping, and the first thought go to the peacekeepers who lost their life. You said it, it's a very difficult environment, the environment in which they operate, but we did register successes. We did help countries to recover peace, and we did help, and we do it all every day. We save lives as well. This is what peacekeeping is about.
You took up your position in April, and then you went, you hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. You were currently in the Central African Republic and in Mali, and you were there for a memorial ceremony in the Central African Republic. Just this morning in Kidal, two peacekeepers have been killed. Maybe your reaction to that, and share some of your impressions from the trip?
Well, certainly, again, I mean, the first reaction is solidarity and with those who were killed and their families, and also a tribute to them. Central African Republic and Mali are two countries where the security environment is challenging. It's different. In the case of Mali, you have a terrorist act, including against a blue helmet. In CAR, you have armed groups. But in those two countries, our mission is the same, basically. We're helping the people of these countries. We're helping these countries to return to stability and development.
Mm-hmm. We've got a question from the Global Center for the Responsibility to Protect. They're saying that currently 10 out of 16 UN peacekeeping missions have a mandate to protect civilians. How important is the responsibility to protect to the future of UN peacekeeping?
It's of paramount importance. Protecting civilians is the ultimate goal of peacekeeping. If you think of it, everything we do is about helping and protecting population. We do it in different ways. We do it by reacting to immediate threats to them. We do it by supporting humanitarian assistance to them. But we also do it by supporting political processes, which eventually will help the return of peace in their countries.